Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
C-Train TM Technology appoints Katie Nierman as CFO amid rapid maritime industry growth and innovation. C-Train Technology LLC, a leader in sustainable maritime innovation, has appointed Katie Nierman as its Chief Financial Officer. With over two decades of experience in financial leadership, Ms. Nierman's expertise will be crucial in advancing C-Train's mission to revolutionize ocean shipping. As CFO, she will oversee finance, accounting, risk management, and supply chain operations. Ms. Nierman's strategic vision will play a key role in optimizing internal controls and securing funding for C-Train's innovative technology. Her appointment comes at a pivotal moment for the shipping industry, as C-Train continues to redefine maritime innovation and sustainability. With Ms. Nierman on board, C-Train is well positioned to drive growth and make a significant impact in the industry.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. ESEQB ESAUF advances toward first production at Montauban Project. ES Gold Corp is making significant progress at its Montauban Project in Quebec with the successful installation of the Humphrey spirals for the gravity separation circuit. The system can process up to 1,000 tons per day of tailings for gold, silver, and mica recovery. Lab testing is underway to optimize recovery and reduce reagent use, with results expected soon. The company finalized its preliminary economic assessment, focusing on tailings material. ES Gold is also set to release results from its ambient noise tomography survey and a new 3D geological model integrating seismic and historical data. CEO Paul Mastantuono emphasized the upcoming weeks as pivotal, aiming for a clean redevelopment model for legacy mining sites.
Investor news breaks: Foremost Clean Energy Limited, NASDAQ, FMST. CFAT secures permit for Athabasca Basin uranium exploration. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FMST and on the CSE under FAT, has secured a three-year exploration permit for its CLK property in the Athabasca Basin. This permit, valid through December 2027, allows for up to 30 drill holes and ground geophysics. The company plans to kick off a fully funded exploration program in Q3 2025, focusing on high-priority targets like the CLGD-1 hole, which previously revealed 8,600 parts per million uranium. CEO Jason Barnard emphasized the strategic importance of CLK, originally staked by Denison Mines, and highlighted the significance of recent geophysical survey results in refining drill planning. Foremost Clean Energy is poised to capitalize on the increasing demand for uranium as the world shifts towards decarbonization and nuclear power. Texas governor signs bills promoting oil and gas, bolstering economic growth. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas recently signed bills aimed at promoting economic growth and supporting the oil and gas industry in the state. This move is seen as crucial for the future of Texas and the Permian Basin. Companies like GEMXX Corp., OTCEMZ, are adapting to the changing landscape. Stay tuned to Mining Newswire for the latest updates on GEMXX Corp. and other industry news.
Leaders in the news: BBAI, SWAE, FCEL, LTRY AI for gaming and military applications, clean energy and digital transformation of $340 billion global lotto market. Wall Street Reporter highlights the latest comments from industry thought leaders shaping our world today. Siyata Mobile, NASDAQ, recently announced a merger with Core Gaming, generating $80 million revenues. BigBear.ai, BBay, collaborates with Hardy Dynamics for U.S. Army's Project Linchpin. CEO Kevin McAleenan says they're advancing AI operations across the defense ecosystem. Lottery.com, CEO Matthew McGann discusses leading digital transformation of $340 billion global lotto market. Fuel Cell Energy, FEL, receives 5.9 million CAD grant to produce synthetic Fela fuel with electrolyzer technology. CEO Jason Few aims to provide sustainable energy solutions leveraging nuclear power. For more information, visit wallstreetreporter.com. Green Car News breaks. Mullen Automotive Inc., ULN, transfers Indiana facility to settle legal dispute with GM. Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ-LN, has settled all legal disputes with GEM Yield Bahamas Limited and GEM Global Yield LLC SES by transferring ownership of its Mishawaka Inn manufacturing facility to GEM. This resolution ends all related litigation, allowing Mullen to focus on operational goals. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based company specializing in commercial electric vehicles with manufacturing plants in Mississippi and Indiana. The company recently began commercial vehicle production and received IRS approval for federal EV tax credits. Mullen's vehicles are CARB and EPA certified, with a Class 3 EV truck offering up to $45,000 cash voucher at purchase. The company has expanded its dealer network and received foreign trade zone status for its Mississippi manufacturing center. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com. Solar power leads investment boom, totaling $3.3 trillion. Recent data reveals that global investments in clean energy are set to reach $3.3 trillion, with solar expected to attract $450 billion in funding by 2025. The International Energy Agency predicts record levels of green energy investments as investors show increased interest in renewable energy. Companies like SolarBank Corp, NASDAQ Hisyun, FSC, GY2, have opportunities to attract investors and enhance shareholder value. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focused on shaping the future of the green economy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies in the renewable energy sector. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Why Tesla, Musk are switching their positions on EV tax credits? Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, once argued that the federal electric vehicle EV tax credit of $7,500 should be scrapped. He believed Tesla could succeed without government help, and even suggested that all subsidies, including those for oil and gas companies, should be removed. It remains to be seen how Chinese EV companies like NIO Inc. will try to benefit from the switch in positions on EV tax credits. TS Tech expands investment in Thailand to $34.3 million. TS Tech, a leading innovator in intelligent touch display devices, is expanding its manufacturing capabilities in Thailand with an additional investment of $17.8 million, bringing their total investment in the country to $34.3 million. The expansion includes the addition of new production lines and is the company's largest foreign direct investment this year. The new factory in Chonburi, Thailand, will enhance manufacturing capabilities and create around 700 local job opportunities. TS Tech's CEO, Kevin Lee, highlighted the company's commitment to sustainable practices and meeting global demand. The investment marks an exciting new chapter for TS Tech in the intelligent touch display device market. South Fork Instruments expands portfolio with advanced BrandLube water quality analyzers. South Fork Instruments, a leading supplier of measurement instrumentation and analyzers, has expanded its product portfolio with the addition of the complete line of BrandLube water quality analyzers. This includes the PowerMon NG and PowerMon colorimeter systems, offering versatile measurement options and precise colorimetric analysis for critical water quality parameters. These analyzers bring proven European engineering and reliability to South Fork's customers, providing continuous online monitoring for phosphate, chlorine, iron, aluminum, manganese, copper, and more. The addition of BrandLube analyzers enhances South Fork's analytical capabilities for municipal, industrial, and environmental water monitoring applications, ensuring operational safety and regulatory compliance. For more information, contact South Fork Instruments at 925-461-5059.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. we encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.